I've been looking for.
Is it the same thing I'm looking for?
Well, let's just say I'm looking for it's Friday.
Friday. I'm looking for Friday.
That's what everyone's looking for, really.
I'm looking
boys.
For yeah, friends.
Looking for friends.
Better friends.
I'm looking for a friend.
It's Hot Boy, it's Shane, it's the cannibal himself, the Gypsy Mike G.
Get your hands
off
me.
It is Friday, we're here, and
we mudslides.
Are having ourselves a Gino McGahee Friday.
The boy!
Love you, Gino. You're the best. Maybe
the
not
Gino.
This time around, but...
This one was interesting.
Yeah. So, I'm going to preface this by saying, not my favorite Gino flick.
Yeah. Fair.
What would you say is your favorite Gino vehicle?
The original Rise of the Scarecrows will always have a special place in my heart. But the second one is obviously the better movie.
Yeah.
That's the thing. We've done three of his directorial movies up until this. This is our fourth. And we did a movie he wrote in Amityville Cop. If I had to rank them right now, I would rank them Rise of the Scarecrows, Rise of the Scarecrows 2, Satanic Meat Cleaver Massacre, Amityville Cop, and then Deadly Western.
Yeah, I would rank them in the same. Exactly the same, actually.
Yeah, maybe a little flip-flop. But
which would you flip-flop?
3 and 4.
Amityville Cop over Satanic Meat Cleaver?
I think so.
I fucking love Satanic Meat Cleaver Massacre.
Well, yeah, the first one definitely holds a special place.
It always will.
Rise of the Scarecrows 1 is... my favorite low-budget horror movie.
Ever made.
Yeah. I just want to say that. Like, we've seen quite a bit. It's just so goated.
Yeah.
So underappreciated.
I think the low-budget movies we watched. Where you got, like, that, like, your Haunted Boat, Delirium, Antisocial Behavior, some of the Last House in the Woods. Like, there is always something special about Rise of the Scarecrows.
It's endless. It's
timeless.
It's the permanent, the fact that to this day
be all end all.
I could quote multiple scenes in that movie.
Yes.
Now, with that said, Deadly Western has some things I did enjoy, but overall it fell flat for me.
So it's like one of those movies where, like, I guess you're kind of trying to figure some shit out.
Yes.
But then at the end, you're like, huh, this is an interesting twist. And you're just like, but is it really? Like, do I care? Should I care?
Yeah.
Why? Like, I feel like there's been no investment for me to care about the twist.
Yeah, it's too fast. The movie's too quick.
For that twist to actually work.
Yeah. Yes.
For me to get fully, like, balls deep invested.
Like, because I'll be honest with you, like, that twist, I would say, would be decent if the rest of the movie made it make more sense.
Right. It kind of comes out of nowhere. So, I will say, there's plenty of hints in this movie that it's not a Western, like, the actual West, because there's astronauts. He has a flashback of a plane. And I'm like, okay, this is clearly, like, maybe a simulation or something I was thinking, but, like, the whole, like, overcrowded prisons thing kind of comes out of nowhere.
Yeah. It's like
a Westworld thing.
Picture us in, like, fucking Western times in, like, a fucking saloon. Me, tank top, oiled up.
Yeah, that sounds great. We'd be dead in like a week, but it'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be a good week, though. Probably the best week ever. Hey, guys, we're in a new place.
Yeah, we just rotate studios on this show.
We
haven't been able to tell.
We're hitting you with something new.
So we'll probably be here for the next 5 to 6 weeks.
Before we inevitably switch up.
Well, no. Oh. I wasn't going to say switch up. I meant add some flair. We have some flavor, some flair coming in. We're gonna, you know, we got some shipments coming in.
Yeah. This is fresh. Yeah.
Shipments, like hard H?
No. I'm talking like, remember our old studio where we had those posters in the background of all movies? Yeah, we're getting even better. We're going some of the big hitters.
Now, art.
An art. Question.
Yep.
Now, is that for just the A show? Or are you going to take them down when we record this show?
No, well, actually,
Or are they staying up?
No, no, so, they're going to stay up. That's way too much work, wow. right?
So
if it wasn't that much work, would you take him
down? You're cutting off Brian.
I was thinking about something fucking crazy, like ooh, down the road. Mm. I was thinking for the A show, we put up A show movies, and for the B show, we put up B show movies.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, but like I think you can like easily pick them up
and put on. Yeah, I think I kind of like that. Yeah. I kind of like that.
I'm just looking for a friend.
Yeah,
looking for a friend.
I think it's about time we talk about this movie.
Yeah, we did to start. So
it's almost
we had to talk studio, but now let's talk this movie. Before we get into like the plot again, the music. Now we've been singing. I've been looking for a friend.
There you go.
Did it not fit though?
I don't know how it fit.
But it did, right?
I kind of loved it. It was the only song they played, and I'm almost positive the only lyric was "I'm looking for a friend."
That's the thing. It's like I don't know if it fit, but I loved it so much in my head. I tried looking
for it on YouTube. The song, I can't find it. Leads me to believe it's not real because everything's on YouTube. Everything.
It's just the one. Is it the brother and the sister? The brother just gets like mowed down. I'm looking for a friend.
Incredible.
It's wild.
Can we talk Gino recast?
Okay, yeah. So Gino, he's bringing back all your favorites.
All the big ones, all the good ones.
He's bringing back the son and the father from Rise of the Scarecrows 2 and the love interest.
The love interest, yeah.
So it's, I believe it's Lori, is her name? Ben is the other guy, right? And oh, God, I forgot. The guy who played Mitch, right, in the Rise. What was his actual name? I gotta look it up.
Mitch. Who's Mitch?
Wasn't Mitch the main character in Rise of the Scarecrows 2?
Oh, yeah. That might be his name.
Yeah, I can't think of his name in this. It's bothering me.
You should have had that fired up.
I have it right now.
I should fucking...
Eric.
Yes.
I don't want to say his last name because I don't want to massacre it.
Give it a go. Try it.
Michaelian.
Michelin?
Maybe.
So this is the guy that was the shady cop in Satanic Meat Cleaver Massacre.
Yes.
He's the father in Rise of the Scarecrow.
Yes,
And now he's a preacher.
Brent Northup.
Yeah, now he's the preacher.
He was incredible in Satanic Meat Cleaver Massacre. I feel like in this one, he's not like anything special as the preacher. That's the thing. I like these people outside of this movie.
Yeah.
And that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah. So let's talk about the premise of Deadly Western.
Yes.
So it's a Western town, and the sheriff, who is played by that Eric, like you said, in Rise of the Scarecrows 2, he wakes up and has no memory at all of anything.
Yes.
He goes into the bar, the saloon. Mm-hmm. Who was the name of the girl in the saloon?
I believe, is that Stella?
Stella. It's interesting because it's saloon in primetime daytime, like primetime middle of the day. Nobody's in there.
No.
Nobody's in the saloon. Nobody I feel like Western, saloon. Nobody works. They're just always in the saloon. Not the case. Not the case at all. And he's like, it has no memory. And everyone's like, oh, it'll come back.
Yeah.
It'll come back to you.
Yeah.
You'll get it back. He's like, okay. And then he figures out he has a wife.
Yeah, just out of nowhere.
He's like, oh, I have a wife, and I think she's coming back. And then people start hyping up that these two outlaws are coming. That becomes like a big, big story. And the outlaws...
Cooper and... It's Cooper... One of them's Jane, right? And I forgot the other girl's name. It's Cooper, Jane, and another girl's name. I forgot the third girl's name.
Who are the OG two? It's Coop and Jay? C and Jay? Cooper and Jane?
Yeah. I just don't remember who the second girl her name is in this movie.
She's not important right now.
She's not. But yes, these outlaws are coming, and they're coming to take the town.
Well, if I'm not, I think what they like to like they're clarifying is that they've been going town to town and destroying everybody.
Yes,
it's common knowledge apparently. Yes.
Which has you thinking? How many people are in these towns?
So this town has six.
You think that's like the...
Not 600. Six. Not 6,006.
Yeah.
So you think every town's like that? They're just mowing down all
Well,
six.
When you actually know the premise of the movie at the end, yeah, I think it's a bunch of six people towns.
With one cop in each town.
Why do you think they're looking for a friend?
Looking for a friend.
And it all makes sense.
Ambush them in their sleep. Yeah. And then... His wife,
his fucking whore wife, comes along.
Yeah, and is this Elias?
Yes.
Yeah. Good. Good memory.
Elias, that's his name?
Yeah, I believe it's Elias. He's and then there's the brother, right? Or is Elias the brother? Mm. Who's that guy who wants to help them?
Elias is the brother.
Like, he has the shootout at the end of the movie. Not the very end. There's two shootouts. He's the one who stops Coop and the two girls. And he's like, I'm working for the sheriff. I'm going to stop you from coming into town.
Is that the prisoner?
That is, right? Yeah. What was his name?
I forget. But the prisoner is like this jolly guy who's just so happy to be locked up.
Yeah.
He's like, I only have one friend, and it's the sheriff.
Yes. And that's why he wants to work with the sheriff. And he loves the he loves watching the sheriff throw down his fists. The fight scene.
Yeah. You have no idea why this prisoner is there.
No.
He's just so happy and overjoyed to be locked up.
Seems like a nice guy. Seems like a really nice guy.
I'm locked up.
Won't let me.
Down?
It's, oh God.
They won't let me.
Out?
He's got it. He's got it. So good. He's so good.
I did it, boys. So,
well, maybe the outside world hasn't treated this prisoner well. Maybe that's why he likes being.
Well, when you think about it, the subtext is we're all prisoners in a way.
Explain. Philosophize.
Because technically they're all prisoners because they've all committed murders before. So this is, in a sense, their prison. They just don't know it. Right? Because like,
I'll go with it. Let's go with it.
Because they're like, some these people are murderers or rapists. Elias was a big raper.
Yeah, he was.
The brother?
Yeah.
They said that?
Yeah. At the end. They're explaining what everyone's done.
He was a serial raper.
He's like, your wife has killed plenty of people. Trust us.
I actually think when they described Elias, I think at one point they called him a rapist, and another person said he was a serial killer, and I'm like, which is it?
Maybe he was a serial killer rapist.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's doing the twofer.
You buying these guys as outlaws?
Not even a little bit.
No.
They're just like, that one guy's like, okay, let's kill the next town.
So wait, because they meet up with that girl Jane, right? And then Jane helps them.
Third girl, yeah. Third girl is
Jane. I know that girl is the
Let's
one.
Talk about this dude.
Name.
This is
he's the ones that he's like seeing shit. Is that how it works?
Yeah, this is the drunk, the town drunk James. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he's just like he's like the what do they call that? The harbinger.
Yes. You'll always need a good harbinger. He's the one who sees the astronauts, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he disappears. Okay. Are the astronauts explained in this movie?
No.
Aren't they the final two that come along?
Like the two women?
Who else would that be, right?
Is that what that was supposed to be?
Well, there's two astronauts and then two final women.
Maybe. Maybe you're onto something.
You could be.
Who knows? All I know is he just wanted a friend.
Oh. Or a friend.
But yeah, so the Harbinger is eventually going to disappear once he sees the astronauts. Because he's like talking about demons, right? He's calling them demons. And I guess technically they are demons because they're making them repent for their sins, right? In a way.
In a way. In a way. All right, Shane, cook.
I'm cooking.
Cook right now.
I am cooking. This is going to all lead up to basically the sheriff slowly trying to save the town and getting his posse together to defend the town. And they send the prisoner out first. And he's going to have the shootout with Coop. And Coop's going to win instantly.
Well, Coop's he's an American sniper.
He is. And then Coop's going to come into the town. And we're going to have a good old-fashioned shootout. I'm talking, and this is my favorite part of the movie, because these are all six shooters that shoot 7,000 bullets.
I don't think
there is a reload in this movie.
Shane loves a good plot hole.
No, okay. It's not, it's just, they don't reload. It's just,
oh. Oh,
they're just fucking rapid firing. Rapid. Look at that. I'm knocking shit over. That's how rapid fire that was. Right?
You almost started a fire right there.
I know. You're burning loins.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
The cool thing about this movie, though, is, like, Elias wants to go toe-to-toe with Coop.
He does.
He's got enough of this bitch. I'm not afraid of him. I want to take him 1v1.
Yep.
It's interesting.
Very interesting.
Don't Elias and, what's-his-face, duke it out?
Yeah, Coop at the very end.
Just square up.
Yeah. And they shoot each other.
He also tries to square it up with the main character for a while.
Yeah, he does. Well, that's when they start to tussle.
Yeah,
right. And then like they were like respect each other.
Yes, it was the respect tussle.
Do you think if like we had a good old like if I swung on you, we'd have a more respect?
I've been in two slap fights. Maybe three.
Everybody knows.
And I still I have so much respect for my opponent.
Yeah, some would say 2.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
let's do that soon.
Slap fight? Like no, I'm good. I'm retired.
No. Like a duke.
A duke? Yeah, we could duke. We could duke. Elias is also going to make a date pact with the girl Stella. That if they survive this, he's going to take her out for a nice steak dinner.
You think he's raping?
it's what he does.
It is what he does. But she's also a murderer.
Yeah.
So maybe she was going to murder him. But then again, all their memories have been wiped and implanted with new memories. So I don't know exactly how that would have transpired. All I know is this shootout, it goes down. Literally every single person is murdered. And then the sheriff has the chance to end Coop, but he can't pull the trigger. So his wife pulls the trigger, murdering Cooper. And then they have a loving embrace and she gets fucking sniped.
She gets blasted.
And at that moment,
you're like, huh? Yeah. Is somebody else in this village?
Yeah.
Who else is here?
Yeah. And that's when the two women from the FBI show up. And they're like,
my theory, astronauts.
Sure. They show up and they're like, this was all an experiment. Prisons, they're too crowded. So we started moving you guys to different towns and we have you kill each other. And then the survivor gets a prize. And
you're like, why is the lady who played Master Katano from Samurai Cop 2 in here?
I told Mike that, and he didn't believe me when I mentioned that.
Yeah, just...
There's a lot of, like... Also, did you know the guy who played the guy in prison also was in Samurai Cop 2?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
He was. I think he was one of the Asian businessmen who was white, because Samurai Cop 2 is a movie we will be getting to, and is absolutely batshit insane.
It is crazy.
Shane's connecting dots out here.
Mm. I'm a big dots guy.
You cooking up a conspiracy or something?
Yeah, so Mike, explain the end of this movie to us.
I can't.
Yeah, I'll try.
Yeah, go for it.
Is that fair? So the two ladies, they're explaining to, what's the main character's name?
Clark.
Clark? The sheriff guy?
Yeah, it's Clark.
They're explaining to him that, you know, even the reason why he has no memory, like everybody is a character. They're implanting prisoners into simulations. And there's a simulation where they're at a Western, two outlaws. Like everything has been pre-planned and they're just dropped in here in a simulation. Literally, that's what they're doing with their prisoners because they're over capacity. I don't know.
Yeah. That's,
there's really no logic behind
it. That's the thing. It kind of like you watch a Western and then there's a twist at the end. I don't know. Because there was no like subtle clues to it.
No. And then I think what happens is that like he just wakes up again with a different prisoner.
Yes.
Different people.
And it's reliving the simulation. So that's the thing. There's clues that it's not all what it seems. The astronauts, the plane. But the fact that it was a prison thing, unless I missed it, which I very well could have, I didn't see it.
Well, don't be so snobby.
I know. Film snob. You know how I do. So with that, we have to rate. Are we recommending this?
Real quick.
Oh.
Best Western you've ever seen.
Oh, Good, Bad, and the Ugly. Easy.
3:10 to Yuma.
That's a good one.
Unforgiven.
Those are literally probably in my top three, though.
Unforgiven is such a good movie.
Those are probably in my top three. There's a lot of good ones, though.
No, man. Yeah. I'm not a huge Western guy, but like I love actually every movie that was just mentioned.
I am a sucker. You know what's a really underrated movie that's like relatively new Western is Hostiles with Christian Bale. It came out like late 2000s.
Oh, what was that one that just came out that was up for Oscar? It was like High Tides and what was the name of it? It was up for an Oscar.
Oh, The Bone Tomahawk, Kurt Russell.
No.
That's
it was
a good one, though.
It was like back in 2017. Oh, it was about the
Hell
two brothers.
High Water?
Hell or High Water. That's a really good movie.
There's
really good
True Grit. There's a lot.
Yeah.
Bone Tomahawk is a solid horror movie, though.
I have to watch it.
And, I mean, yeah. I don't know. There's some good westerns. Deadwood. Good TV show.
Got to watch it. Never have, but I will.
Solid show.
All right. Let's do this.
Timio.
Timio, South Timio, Dakota.
Timio. Timio.
Oh, we're doing this.
We're doing it.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Looking for a friend.
Yeah, I can't do it.
I'm
you were
so,
really
I'm
trying
so fucking
to,
close.
You just
dude.
Wanted it for Gino because Gino's just the best.
I love him so much.
Look, we love Gino and we love his movies.
Love you, buddy.
It's impossible to like every single movie from a director.
I mean, he's been batting 1,000 up to this point.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We were bound to not like one of them. Also, to be fair, we're very partial to campy horror.
True.
So, but yeah, this one just, it wasn't for me. It wasn't like I won't say it's like a horrible movie or anything like that. I just
we've had worse.
It was a little too short, a little too like fast paced, and I felt like the twist just came out.
Very short.
Yeah.
It's crazy short.
And I don't know. Me personally, I think a lot of what I like about Gino's movies is the humor in some of his characters, and you didn't really get that in this.
Yeah.
A lot of like charming characters. This one was like.
Yeah, exactly. I think that was like one of my biggest takeaways.
Maybe the town drunk was supposed to be that guy, but.
Yeah, I just didn't get it this time.
You can't win them all, right?
No.
Even the greats have misses. Fucking. Clint Eastwood, he doesn't hit all the time.
He missed?
Gran Torino wasn't that great.
Gran Torino was great.
They call
great.
It Great Torino for a reason.
Have you seen the acting in that movie?
Nah, there's misses. Like
Spielberg doesn't hit all the time.
Stanley Kubrick's a good, what was that one movie he did? Like AI or something like that? It was pretty bad. Oh, I hated
it. You don't like AI?
Nah, I wasn't a fan of AI.
AI made me cry.
I'm sorry.
What are we doing here?
I feel like I've really offended.
Like you guys are just calling out movies that I really like. I like Gran Torino.
I liked it.
Well, I like Gran Torino a lot.
I do agree.
I almost want to smoke Mike off.
The acting in it is a little questionable.
It is. So you want to talk about questionable acting? Next week, we're dipping our toes back into the Breenius. Neil Breen. We're going to his second movie. We had to get through this one to get to number 3, Fateful Findings. So we are doing next week. I Am Here. Now.
Question is, like, Fateful Findings just like the ultimate Neil Breen movie?
Yes.
Like everybody.
Yeah. And that's the one that like everyone's like, this man's insane.
Even more than the one that we're going to review next week.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. Apparently Fateful Findings is like, it's like the Room-esque, like it's like Room Birdemic levels of like awesome bad.
Wow.
So I'm looking forward to getting to that. But first, We're a podcast that likes to go in order unless we didn't know there was a prequel or
that
something.
That happens a lot, too.
We are going to do I Am Here Now.
Tarantino, has he hit all the time?
Yes.
Single one?
He's 100%.
Wow. Do you agree with that?
I haven't seen The Hateful Eight.
Oh, no, I heard it. Well, yeah, fine.
That's the only movie I haven't seen, but everything I've seen by Tarantino.
Even Jackie Brown, that's his worst movie.
And it is good. Yeah.
Yeah, Tarantino's 100% on the movies he's directed. I want to be clear.
Yeah.
Oh, be clear on that. Didn't Gino wrote this movie?
And like you got to think of it too.
He directed it.
Like Quentin Tarantino's also directed the second because there's 3 episodes in the Sin City movie. He directed the second one, so he was really 100%.
Oh yeah. Never mind. Tarantino. He's like 98%.
100%.
Sin City, one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
Looking for a friend.
Scorsese, 100%?
Pretty much. Like, what has he done that's bad?
I didn't like his most recent movie. What was that? The Irishman?
I never seen it.
I thought it was kind of boring, if I'm being honest. And normally I like movies like that. I don't know. Irishman wasn't for me.
I don't know. Like, for me, he's made a lot of movies I haven't seen, even like dating back. But like, of the movies I have seen, he did Taxi Driver, right?
Yeah.
He did Shutter Island, Aviator, Departed, obviously.
A great movie. Yeah, this is. We could go on and on.
Goodfellas, right?
Good movies.
Oh, I'm just trying to stick up for the homie.
Great scene,
you know.
Well, he knows he's our boy.
Yeah. No, he is the GOAT.
Like he is what low budget horror guys should aspire to do. Like have that level of like funny characters that make your movies work.
Think, just like a deeper, broader. Does this show exist without him?
Final Friday, like. No, if I said, if there's movies I credit to like this Final Friday existing, and it's Rise of the Scarecrows, Five Across the Eyes,
Ice Spiders, Last House in the Woods,
yeah, like
Small Town Folk,
like shit like that. Like those movies are what made this podcast. But
see, like we watched Rise, and then we're like, okay, we got to take a deep dive into shit like this.
Yeah, and it's great. Fucking Goblin. Another one, right? What Goblin was that like really bad one where they just like
in a small town with Gilbellos?
Yeah. Incredible.
Yo, what's the deal with this scene before we just sign off? He gets knocked in the head and he starts seeing the stuff that's out of this place.
Yeah, that's I think his memories were rushing back.
Dude, did you see the memory of them like zooming in on a young girl in a classroom? What the fuck is that about?
Okay, so that is one of two things. One, he was a teacher, or two, that was his crime.
Yeah, I think that was his crime.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
I love this scene.
All right. I think that's it.
Let's close it out.
Let's close it out. I am here now. Next week, watch the Neil Breen movies.
Stanley fucking Kubrick, 100%.
I just said I didn't like AI.
Stanley Kubrick didn't do AI.
Oh, no, Steven Spielberg did AI. Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Hitchcock, 100%?
Probably. I don't know. All right. This is Final Friday. Thanks for tuning in. You can find all of our content on www.thefinalpodcast.com. We will see you every Friday, definitely next Friday. And Neil Breen. So we're excited for that.
Yeah.
And if you want to tune into a much better and more polished show, you can watch The A Show on Mondays. Yeah. All right. Take care.
Francis Coppola, 100%.
Sophia Coppola?
100%.